Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Stu Weigel, managing partner of Earl's Fort McMurray, Barb Henning, the owner of Layers Wellness and Spa, and Bob McKay, the market manager for Superior Propane here in the RMWB. And we're talking about employment and how things are going. As people who hire come up with any strategies or ways to entice people to come that are maybe different or creative in a sense of getting people saying, you know what, I do want to come and work for you. I like your atmosphere type thing. Are there ways that you have been able to kind of grab a few people in the labor shortage?
Oh, I'll take that. Yes, we've had to. We've looked at our way we do things right across Canada, because we're seeing it's not just here in Fort McMurray, but primarily like our big challenges here. So we've done things. We looked at ways, maybe retention bonuses, hiring bonuses, things like that there. Maybe offering short-term medical plans, that would give people incentives, because the work population is getting a little older. So we can offer something like a prescription plan or something to entice them. So yeah, we've had to really pull out all stops to see what can we do for somebody to make that final decision to come here, right? So,
like I was talking about before, Steph, in town, we're just trying to be a good place to work. There's I know that there's multiple, and I've talked to many restaurant owners. They're all trying to create a community to be able to work in, but that's really the final test, is that if you can be a great place to work, then the people working for you will find other people. And so we've just found that to be the best recruiting strategy. Corporate's done a great job for us to be able to reach out and do job fair. Earl's, the corporation, did, they had a job fair day where they did great social media, and all across all 50, I think there's 57 restaurants, did a huge hiring day, and that's a huge help for us. And so continuously just getting the message out there that there are jobs. I know that people are in different circumstances, and so I think that if we get the opportunity in front of them, that they will just gravitate to it. But like I said, trying to be a great place to treat our employees well and making sure that they love being here is the number one strategy.
I know, I'd have to agree with Stu. That's what we're trying to do too, is make our atmosphere as comfortable and safe. Safety is a really big thing, especially in our industry. And we've given the girls a little bit extra time to do their services, so they're not feeling rushed, like just to take that burnout out of the equation for them, make them feel really safe when they come to work. We've given them, instead of you have a wage, but it's entice them to come, we've given them a certain amount of services that they can get now. So just really trying to always have management present there as well, just so that everybody's in this together and we're a team, and just making it a really good place for them to work and feel safe. That seems to be a big one.
And are you finding it hard since, say, the CERB came into play and employment insurance? Is that something that's a factor of not really seeing the people applying for jobs at all?
I would say, we had this summer, we were looking for basically an entry-level position here. We had two open positions, and we were competing with CERB. We were, because the level of the pay it was probably equal to, or maybe a little more than CERB, but people were just choosing, making that choice to stay home and receive the check versus coming to work, which is, hard, right?
I would say not so much for us, but what we found difficult is when the kids were not in school, or if a lot of my girls have children, and then they just had to stay home. Like, they couldn't come to work because they had to homeschool their kids, or they had to stay home with their kids because there was a COVID case in a classroom or something like that. That's been our biggest issue, is the schooling and staying at home.
Yeah, the reality is that styles have changed. How we live, how we go out, how we shop, how we eat, how we do everything entirely changed. In the last, we've gone fast forward in the technology industry, probably 10 years and maybe a year and a half, or just created a different type of normality for people. And so just what they do on a day-to-day basis, just the way we do life is very different.
Mm-hmm. As employers here in Fort McMurray, what would you say the message of this whole chat is?
I think the message is that there is employment out there. I think that some people, you know, I don't necessarily think we need to always continue to encourage people from outside of Fort McMurray, but people that are listening from outside, they just need to know that there's a lot of opportunity in Fort McMurray, and this is a great town. You know, I've never lived anywhere in the community so tight, and we look after each other. And so, you know, I'm raising my four boys here and love it. You know, I've been here for 17 years and can't think of being anywhere else. And so, you know, if there's people out there looking for jobs, or, you know, Fort McMurray, time to get back to the lots of opportunities out there. Don't feel like you're pulled into whatever you were doing before, that there's lots of opportunity out there, and you just need to look around, look at yourself, talk to people, a lot of great businesses, a lot of great people to work for.
Yeah, I would have to agree 100% with Stu there in regards to myself. I've been living here. I moved from Nova Scotia 14 years ago and working here for 17 years. And no, it is an amazing place. You know, be it as it may, like we all do, you know, the cost of living is a little bit higher. But it is the message is that no matter what the industry, there is work out here. I think recently I heard a stat that there was over 3,000 jobs available here in Fort McMurray. So. Yeah, so just like I said, just again, I know a lot of people listen to Mix 103.7 online and everything, so it is that invitation that there's lots of opportunity here. It is a phenomenal town. I've been through a lot of, I think we all checked off a few things off our bucket list, floods, fires, and everything, but at the end of the day, we all stuck together, and I think this town is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Been here 30 years, 32 maybe now, and both my boys will not leave Fort McMurray. They love it here. They both have an employment here. It's like family. You know, a lot of people don't have family here, so your friends become your family. And that's a great selling point that's how we run our business, your family, your team. So it's just a nicer way to work. Friendly, everybody's happy. That's what we get to offer, and I think it's awesome.
Love that. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we'll be hearing more from Barb Henning, the owner of Layers Wellness and Spa, Stu Weigel, managing partner of Earl's Fort McMurray, and Bob McKay, the market manager for Superior Propane here in the RMWB. We're talking about employment, keeping employees, and getting them to come and work for us. I'm Steph Seidel, and you're listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Today we're going to chat with three local employers about what it's been like the last 18 months in keeping employees here, in hiring, and in having to do layoffs every few months. So I have Stu Weigel, the managing partner of Earl's Fort McMurray, Barb Henning, the owner of Layers Wellness and Spa, and Bob McKinn, the market manager for Superior Propane. All very different industries. You know, we've got restaurant, we've got spa, and we've also got oil industry and propane and filling things up. So let's get started here. Why don't we start with just talking about maybe how many people each of your companies employ?
Right now, Earl's employs in around 100 employees.
With Layers, we are at about 20 employees.
Yeah, and for Fort McMurray, for Superior Propane, right now we're currently at 18.
Okay. So with 120, 18 employees, that's like 140 jobs we're talking about right now. How has it been throughout this pandemic and kind of with the other options that have been available to folks to hire some people to cover off your shifts?
Our over 18 market has been very challenging. This year was very different. Every year at the end of summer, we have a lot of the students go back. This year was very different. Last year, a lot of the schools online that we had a lot more students employed. But this year, with it opening back up, all of those students left home and went traveling. And so we would lose probably 9 to 10 people. I think we lost closer to 30 to 40 people overall in that scheme. And so it left us very short in a market that's very tough to hire right now. With that, well, people coming in with the labor shortage, it's very easy for people to move from job to job. And so making sure that we're a great place to work has to be our number one priority.
Mm. How is it going for you, Barb?
Well, we're finding it difficult as well. One of the big things was, you know, the summer, everybody could travel. So, you know, it's pretty hard to manage such a small staff and allowing them to go on holidays because they needed a holiday. They needed to go back home. They needed a break. So we found that that was difficult the summer because a lot of the girls left at the same time. The other thing we're experiencing is the nature of our business is very hands-on with massages and aesthetics. And we haven't seen new grads come out because they haven't been able to get the practical side of their schooling. So we're really missing out on that piece of hiring the new grads. So that's been a bit difficult.
And Bob?
And the girls that we do have employed, we have to really manage their time because we are extremely busy and we just don't have the, we don't want to push them too hard because then they get burnt out. So you really got to manage their time well is another issue for us.
Wow. How about you, Bob?
Well, this time of year for us, this is actually our season that we really start to get into our hiring. For our industry specifically, we call seasonal operators. That's where we deliver most of our propane over the winter, providing heat to the local areas. Part of our biggest challenge we have is we do depend on a lot of people coming from away, so people from maybe the Maritimes, Ontario, wherever. And quite frankly, with the impacts of COVID restrictions, from flying to sometimes we requiring isolations, it's making it a lot tougher for us to get those people that used to come from away. Even locally, though, like I said, I do know the market and speaking with other people in like industries that require truck drivers, it's very, very tight. It's hard to get the people to come here.
Wow. And I know that, Stu, you had said hard labor market. Where is everybody? Why is it so hard to hire right now?
I think the biggest the challenge comes from as we went through COVID, unfortunately, we had to lay off our employees multiple times. And so your great employees that continue to do that, only a certain amount can stay employed. The rest moved to other industries. So we saw a lot of people move to the medical industry. We tend to have a lot of nurses, people in nursing in Keanu College work for us. And so there was a lot of room in the medical field for, you know, rapid testing and other things for them there, as well as construction picked up a lot of our people because they weren't in an industry. They saw a lot of layoffs. Mm-hmm. And so they just pivoted. Again, nobody's fault. I would have done the same thing if I was in their position. You know, we need to make ends meet and you need a job. So they did what they needed to do for their families. But now that they're in those industries, secure and working for great employees, we're left with a market. And so I believe that we're actually going to sit in this market for the hospitality and restaurant industry for about 2 years. We see a massive labor intense in the younger generation. So, you know, 15, 17, hiring is very, very easy. There's lots of people very dedicated and want to come out. So as the people turn 18 to 20, I think we'll see the industry fill back up. But until then, there's just no market to pull from.
Hmm. And then you were mentioning, Barb, that there just aren't any new grads.
Yeah, because of their nature, like they need a lot of hands-on practical work. So they can go online and do their learning, but the practical side of it, they just weren't able to do. So any new grads we are getting, we're basically having to provide them with their hands-on practical work too. So, you know, they need a lot of training. They just don't have the experience that they would have had if we didn't have COVID going on.
Right.
So, yeah.
And Bob, so you're saying it's hard to entice people to come to Fort McMurray. Is that the main challenge for your labor shortage?
I would dare say yes, because there's a lot of different implications from every site. Like we deal a lot with the primary sites up here, the different oil sands, and every site has its own requirements. And you know, and this comes especially around the COVID piece. There was a recent announcement about one of the oil sand sites requiring full vaccination starting December 1st. So when you see things like that, there it tends to make people think. The other piece of it is too, is just as I think we all know on this call today, that it's Fort McMurray's getting any cheaper. It's not so much the rent anymore. It's the other pieces, from the cost of gasoline to the cost of groceries, that's having an impact, and people really making that choice of, do we want to come from potentially East or BC or whatever like that there? Because, you know, at the end of the day, the money they're making, is it really going to, subsidize what the cost is to live here, right? So that's a big challenge.
My guests this morning are Stu Weigel, managing partner of Earl's Fort McMurray, Barb Henning, owner of Layers Wellness and Spa, and Bob McKay, the market manager for Superior Propane. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. When we come back, we'll hear more from all three of them and the climate right now with trying to employ people and keep them employed. This is Fort McMurray Matters. We hope you'll stick around. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103 Points. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Bob McKay, the market manager for Superior Propane here in the RMWB, Stu Weigel, managing partner for Earl's Fort McMurray, and Barb Henning, the owner of Layers Wellness and Spa. And we're talking about hiring people and keeping them on staff, and just how hard it's been in the last however many months it's been of this pandemic. And I wanted to ask, what was the struggle like for you? What has it been like as a business owner here in Fort McMurray, or as a business manager, to navigate through that?
I'll jump in. I guess stay on the positive note as possible, but be realistic. You know, labor shortage, oil prices, we've been able to do it, and it's not me. It's the great staff. When we talk about the great staff we have, you know, to bring everyone together and say, here's the situation, and it's a brainstorming session, real family. You know, all ideas hit the table, take the best one, pull it out of the hat, and we move. We're in it because we love the people. You know, I don't know a lot of people looking at their accounts right now. There's a lot of people taking care of their people. The benefit of what's going on right now is that we realize the value of the people.
I would say on our end, for the last over this time here, I think one of the coolest things about this is I'm in a different industry than both Barb and Stu, where we're not so much interacting with clients or customers on a daily basis. We're outside. We're the guys behind your house filling a tank up or whatever, right? So, but what it has done with all the requirements that we're given, different things from masking to isolations to whatever, I can say that my core team here has become closer. They're really watching out for each other. They're very nurtured. When they see something, they share it. I'd say the neat thing is that my core group here has just become very, very close, really aware. And that's even something when we bring in new people. Like, matter of fact, I just hired two new people this about 3 weeks ago, and that was a comment they had. They said, "Wow, this is really." Coming into a business just transports propane, we didn't feel that there was going to be this kind of family environment. And so I would dare say it has. It really pushed us closer together.
Wow. Same with us. And I really believe, too, like my husband's business is essential. So they never did not have to come to work. So in our business, we got shut down 3 times. And navigating those shutdowns with the staff was really important to our management team, just to make them feel included. And we did challenges and we did stuff just to keep everybody bonded, because it was hard on the girls to be out of it. And then once they came back to work, like, you haven't done your job for 3 months, so then there's a little bit of rustiness to getting back into the flow. So really, you know, the girls were amazing. Like, they would practice still at home just to keep up on their skills, and that was them. It was awesome. And I think they everybody, we learned how to do business differently too. Like, we had to start an online store. And it was good. It wasn't all bad. And I think that was the positive. We tried to take something that was really hard and negative, and we grew from it, and we changed, and they all were on board and helped us out. And yeah, it hasn't been all bad. That's what I want to say. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to Bob McKay, the market manager for Superior Propane and the RMWB, Stu Weigel, the managing partner of Earl's Fort McMurray, and Barb Henning, the owner of Layers Wellness and Spa. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about employment, keeping employees, and how hard it is to find employees right now. If you are listening right now and you're looking for a job, perhaps one of these three places could be your next dream job. Or as well, there is a job fair happening down at the trade show today. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. If you missed it or you want to hear more, you can always head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and click on Fort McMurray Matters, and the podcast will be there in about an hour. I'm Steph Seidel. Chat with you on Monday.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.